You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill for Sunday the 18th of March. Cheltenham may be over, but still plenty of top quality racing to come. Focus moves to Ireland on Sunday. Navan and Limerick both staging good cards, and Carlisle and Fos Lass also in action on this side of the Irish Sea. You can hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. James Millman, John Budden and Paddy Aspel in the Racing Radio studio. But for now, to take a look at a couple of the races coming up on Sunday, as well as casting our eyes back on the back end of Cheltenham week. Paddy joins me, John Gibby, here in the studio. Hello, Paddy, how are you?
I'm well, John. How are you doing?
Yeah, not bad. Did you have an enjoyable Cheltenham?
Yeah, I enjoyed Cheltenham. Very good. I didn't get to see all of it now, to be honest. I've seen a few races every day, and then obviously I was in studio yesterday, so I got to see everything, and not very enjoyable. I thought the ground held up better than expected, and I mean, by the end of proceedings yesterday, when you've seen some of the winners turning around and walking back down the walkway, you could honestly see how bad conditions were. So I thought on the whole the racing stood up pretty well.
Of course, the feature race of the whole week and of the Friday is the Timoco Cheltenham Gold Cup, won this year by Native River for Colin Tizard, Richard Johnson in the saddle. He beat pre-race favourite Might Bite into second, and Annabelle Fly was back in third. And the big race of the week, Paddy, it served up a great duel between two of the top staying chasers around, but they were really the only two who were ever in the race.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the distances there. I actually thought there was more of a gap back to the third, Annabelle Fly. Actually got closer than what I thought, and actually didn't think that Might Bite had been beaten as far as what he was. But yeah, really from a mile out there was no one else was ever really heavily involved. I mentioned yesterday that I thought Tony Martin's horse Annabelle Fly was travelling very, very nicely down the hill, but he got right in under the third last, and that just sort of ended his winning chance. He still ran very well, you know, and I did think without that mistake at the third last, it just would have been interesting to see what he would have found, but it did end his winning chance. All Road to Respect for Noel Mead came back to form in a sense, because he is a pretty decent horse, but no doubt it was between the front two in proceedings all the way, because Native River made all, and Might Bite just took a lead off him. And I mean, I did mention in studio yesterday that it would have been so interesting to see maybe if Nico had a challenge on the left hand side, because obviously, you know, he's going to have instructions and they'll have had a plan made out, and the best horse still won on the day. But yeah, I thought going to the last, you could see already Might Bite had his eye on where he was going to go, and he just gave an indication that he was going to look right. He didn't look nowhere near as bad as what he did the previous year, but he still went that way. I don't think it cost him his winning chance. But I just thought it would have been interesting to see what would have happened if he'd have challenged on the left. He's got more ability, natural ability for me than Native River, but the way conditions were yesterday and the way the race panned out, he just didn't have probably the will and the heart of the winner, Native River, because let's not forget, you know, I really wanted to see Native River win yesterday, but I tipped up my bike because just on pure ability. And the main factor for me was that we hadn't had a horse go from pillar to post all week. We'd seen a few try and nearly do it, but the ones who even nearly did it tired very badly from the last. So it was just proven very difficult, which probably enhances the performance even more, John, you know, because obviously off levels and some of the jumps he put in on the way around. I know people would think, oh, you know, obviously when horses make mistakes, it uses petrol and it costs momentum. But when horses are as bold as what Native River are as well, that uses a lot of petrol as well, Because you've got to think of it yourself. If you're putting an awful lot of effort into doing something, it that takes a lot of energy as well. You know, and I know it's fantastic to watch, and you know it's just credit to both Native River and Dickie Johnson's bravery, you know, in how far they picked up from some of the fences on the way around yesterday. But it does use a lot of energy also. But the one thing about this horse is he can go both ways, no problem. He'll go in very tight to his fences, A to B, very, very quickly, very economical. He's just, you know, he looks an absolute dream to ride. You know, he tries, he jumps, he can go long, short. You know, although he's a real good stare, he's not a big, slow old boat. You know, this horse can bowl along at a lovely cruising speed, and he's just, you know, to watch him yesterday, although it wasn't a vintage Gold Cup, it was an absolute joy to watch. You know, it really was a hell of a performance. And, you know, one of the only, I think, was there another horse after in one of the hurdle races? In the conditional jockeys race, he made all.
Blow by blow.
Well, and that was with top weight. But he was really, really given an easy time in front. And the jockey rode a lovely waiting race in front. But apart from that, Native River was the first horse to go pillar to post all week.
And My Bike kept him honest in this race, didn't he?
Kept him honest, yeah. Because they knew, obviously, that Native River will stay very well. He will go from the front. But that said, Might Bite wasn't going to let him just set his own fractions in front. Now, whether that got Might Bite beaten as well, conditions being as they were, maybe so. But I think when it came down from the back of the last, he just didn't have the heart that Native River had. And you know, the braver and tougher horse, if not the most naturally gifted, came out on top on the day. And it was a great result all around.
You mentioned the ride that Nico de Voinville gave Might Bite. And in a way, it was quite a good ride to finish second, given what he'd done in the RSA.
He gave him a fantastic ride, John.
Yeah,
he really did. You know, for all winning rides apparently are great, but to say he was second, he gave him every opportunity, and he wasn't going to get there too soon. You know, he never gave Native River, he never let him get first run. Perfect. And I'm not saying, oh, Nico, why didn't you challenge on the left? It would have been very interesting for me. Yeah. It would have, then every question would have been answered for me. I still think we'd have had the same one too. But it just would have been interesting to see if he'd have tried to shirk the issue and go right again. Because let's not forget, Native River went a bit right up the run in himself also.
Yeah.
Now, I know obviously Dickie got a bit of a fine and suspension. It wasn't something that I noticed as the race was run. Obviously, maybe because we were a bit too wrapped up in the whole thing. But sometimes when you're watching a race, you see a jockey and straight away you can tell, oh God, he's going to get a holiday for the stick or whatever. But I genuinely didn't notice it yet. I'd have to watch it back again. But something that people might have noticed, that when the second they passed the line, Dickie Johnson actually turned and looked around. So he obviously, with the noise of the crowd and everything, and obviously because his horse was maybe getting a bit lonely in front and he wandered a bit right, he was obviously of the impression that Might Bite was a good bit closer to him than what he thought.
4.5 lengths behind.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, but when he looked round, which he did as soon as he hit the line, I bet he was awfully surprised to see where Might Bite was, you know, because how vigorous he was from the back of the last and the noise that must have been coming from the crowd and the commentary and everything, he obviously had the impression that Might Bite was right on his tail.
Yeah.
So he was keeping Native River honest. But anyway, it was a fantastic race. I was glad to see old Total Recall get up, because I do really like that horse, and he got a horrible old fall at the third last and it didn't look good just for a couple of seconds, but thankfully, he got up and all was okay, because he's an old favourite of mine. But I really enjoyed it, and it was a fantastic Gold Cup, no doubt.
Among the other beaten horses, also worth putting in a mention for our Duke, who was actually challenging for favouritism at the race, and it just seems to be a bit of an enigma. People talk about Might Bite being a horse they can't really get to the bottom of, but our Duke seems to be incredibly inconsistent.
Yeah, and I mean, to say he never featured, I mean, he was ridden quite prominently, but no, he never at any point were you completely happy, I suppose you could say. And Gareth Topham, who was in Studio with us yesterday, he called it a good way out. He said that Robbie Power's going to be, he's going to pull up.
I know he's a big fan of Arjute Gareth as well. Yeah. So for him to be saying that, you know.
So, yeah, he said he's going to pull this horse up. And you know, you could see from, you know, the warning signs were there from quite a good way out. And, yeah, I'm sure Connections were desperately disappointed on the day because he never featured in any sense.
Arjute pulled up in the race, but the Cheltenham Gold Cup of 2018 went to Native River. Colin Tizard, the trainer, Richard Johnson in the saddle. Well, the racing never stops, of course, and on Sunday we've actually got a really good card over in Ireland at Navan. Paddy, and you've picked out two selections for us. What's the first?
Yeah, I've gone to Ireland because, you know, we're just small fields in the UK and we've got straight heavy ground at Fosslass, and although Carlisle is given soft heavy, I'd imagine the weather we're having up my direction, that's going to be pretty much heavy also, so not many runners. So yeah, I've gone to Ireland because we've got some pretty tidy stuff, albeit some small fields as well at Navan, but in the listed hurdle I've given a chance to the horse right down at the bottom where Barry Geraghty rides for his boss JP on Rock the Bone for John Kiley. This French recruit is having his first run for the stable, and I mean, John Kiley for me is very, very shrewd man, you know, well able to train a horse, and this 4 year old, he is getting just shy of a stone from the whole field, but he was placed at one of the provincial tracks in France, but then he got off the mark second time at Auteuil, and although he's pitched in at the deep end, you'd imagine he wasn't cheap for Connections to get hold of, and you know, they obviously rate him quite highly, and the fact that Barry Geraghty is doing 10 stone 8, you know, would maybe just make me think that it's maybe worth doing so, and obviously it's for his boss, but he's got quite a nice page, this horse, and it'll just be interesting to see how he fares out. Like I said, they have thrown him right in at the deep end. He's in against some nice ones here and some other horses with far more experience than him, but he is getting just shy of a stone off the whole field, and I think it might just prove crucial there tomorrow.
JP McManus often does quite well with his recruits from France, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt. And just, you know, it just sticks out a little bit for me. And the fact that they've sent him where they have in John Kiley, I think he's an excellent trainer. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to watching this one run tomorrow because, like I say, they have pitched him in there, but they obviously have been impressed with what he's shown at home. And, you know, we've not seen him for a bit. It was last October when he won at Auteuil. So he's obviously given him a few months to strengthen up. And be interesting to see what we make of him tomorrow.
Rock the Bone then in the 2:55 at Navan, that listed novices hurdle. And I understand your other selection, Paddy, runs just half an hour later.
Yeah, I've actually gone for the Gordon Elliott's horse here, Dr. Phoenix. I don't think he's maybe got the quality of the horse at the top in Great Field, but Great Field is coming back here off a fair layoff. We've not seen him since April last year, but obviously he's in fantastic hands. We've seen what Willie Mullins could do with Penhill during the week. So, you know, there's no issues there. But the fact that Dr. Phoenix, they actually bought this horse from Dave Dennis's over in the UK, and since they've got him back to Ireland, he just seems to have improved no end. And, you know, for a horse who's 10-year-old to actually do that, that's a fair training performance. And, you know, he still seems to be on the improve. He's going for the hat trick tomorrow. And I just think he's going to get the race run to suit. And I mean, there's a couple of rags in there, you would say, really. But you know, it's going to be interesting to see where fitness-wise Great Field is at. But I'm going to give Dr. Phoenix a chance because he's in the form of his life. We've seen the yard form also during the week, and I just think for a 10-year-old, he has just improved an absolute bundle in the last season or so. And I don't think he's finished just yet.
Seeing that Gordon Elliott, Jack Kennedy combination, of course, two men who had a fantastic week at Cheltenham. Gordon Elliott, leading trainer, and Jack Kennedy just edged out of it for a leading jockey.
Yeah, and I suppose people probably forget he's 19 years old. Mm. You know, it's unbelievable. Like, he's competing against the likes of Noah Fahili, who is actually double his age.
It's incredible, isn't it?
You know, but he's competing on a level playing field, and he lacks absolutely nothing, you know. It is amazing to think of his age. He's got an awful lot of, what would you say, racing miles under his belt for, you know, a guy so young. And, you know, he's ridden some good horses. I thought he was excellent. He seems so laid back. Mm. And, you know, his ride on Sam Crowe during the week reflected that, because you know, I know it was by far the best horse in the race, but, you know, it was probably one of the Cheltenham bankers, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And they just kept it simple, kept him wide, no panic, held on to him, you know, didn't go too soon. You know, he rides, you know, beyond his years, really, experience-wise, and he had a fantastic week. But obviously, I think it was Thursday, Davy Russell had a very good day and pipped him in the jockey's title. But no, nonetheless, it was a very successful meeting all round. And I mean, I think even going into racing yesterday, the Irish had the winners wrapped up as far as UK and Ireland go. They were that far ahead. They couldn't be caught yesterday. So no, it was a fantastic day and you know, a very enjoyable week, because I was in studio on, I think I was in on Monday, and we said that, you know, obviously with the sort of weather we were getting, the sort of weather we were expecting, that we were just a bit worried as to how conditions were going to hold up through the week and you know, whether it was going to be a complete bloodbath, really. But in fact, it wasn't, and it was anything but. And I thought, you know, the track and ground staff managed the job very, very well, and it was what I would class as a very, very successful meeting. And I think also the attendance reflects that, because the attendance was well up.
Yeah.
Something I read yesterday. So no, it was great all round and very, very enjoyable, I must say.
Fantastic. A great Cheltenham week, and maybe we'll be able to top it off with a couple of the winners at Navan in the 3:25. Dr. Phoenix is the selection of Paddy Aspel. More racing to come through the week on Racing Radio, of course, and tomorrow on Sunday, the podcast every day to provide you with the latest news and selections from the best races of the week, as we now look at the next big thing on the horizon. That's Aintree. We look forward to that, and we look forward to all the fantastic racing coming up this week. Paddy, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
No problem.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.